She was such a little lady, but
probably 5 foot there.
And when she then when she was hospitalized, she was the Allegheny Valley, and I had John come up to talk to her about the kind of care she was getting, and she told him that he didn't have to worry because they came and they gave you, when you had a headache, you went like this, and then they came and they gave you a pill, and that pill container where the pill was very clean. He didn't have to worry. It was clean.
Yeah, but before that, her version of hospital, you went there to die. Yeah, she wouldn't have no part to go in the hospital
because
she had to go.
She admitted, but once she was there and she saw
you
what
went
we
there
were
and
doing,
they killed you. She died there.
She did not complain. Then she fractured her hip, and she was in another department. And this doctor, this Jewish doctor, was her doctor, and he fixed the hip, and then he ordered her out of bed to walk on a walker. And it was so hard to get people to get up on, elderly people to get up and go on a walker. They thought that once you were operated on, then you had to lay there for 15 years. But not her. When she, we sat up and she got up and she was going down that hall, lickety-split, but always with her rosaries in her hand. She'd have to get under therapy, but she always had her rosary in her hand.
That was their security. That was
and
their...
So the nurses wanted to take those rosaries away from her because they said they were going to hurt her hand. And so she was really upset. I mean, she was upset no end. So through one of the interpreters, she claimed that, you know, they were always fighting about her rosary. They were bad people. They wanted her rosary. So then we told Dr. Fishkin, I told Dr. Fishkin, I said, the nurses want to take that rosary from her, and that's what she's complaining about. And he got really furious. He went out to that nurse's station, and he told them, no, in certain terms, they were not. He said, that's the only thing that she has to hold on to.
Right.
Why would you want to upset the lady? She's 90 years old and she's doing everything you want her to do. She ate, you know, when they fed her. She let them wash her. She get up and used her walker, whatever it was. And yet they wanted to take that from her. He was really, and she was okay. Once she had those rosaries in her hand, she'd do everything but with the rosary. She'd be on the walker with the rosary in her hand. And one of the nurses tried
to
put them around her neck. You know, that's sacrilegious to those old people to pretend that's a necklace, I guess she thought.
Oh.
See, that wouldn't be right for her to do that. But she was a nice little old lady. I really liked her.
I hope after she broke her hip, she stopped cleaning the gutters of the roof.
Well, yes, and then, you know, after that, not too long after that, then she...
Well, then she had to go to John Cain.
Yeah. Well, how about some lunch?
Thank you very much. I will turn this off now.